they might have traveled through here and so on, but I don't remember ever hearing that they actually resided in this area.
Yes. You said you were born in Quihi?
Q-U-I-H-I.
Quihi. What direction is that from?
That's northeast about 8-9 miles. I wasn't born right in Quihi, but close to Quihi.
Were you born at home?
Mm-hmm. Everybody was born at home in those days. There was no such a thing as a hospital. Midwives. There was no such thing as a doctor. My mother played midwife to quite a few neighborhood ladies.
Is that right? Mothers,
yeah. And I know when my first child was born at New Fountain, which is halfway between Honda and Quihi, I was teaching school there. And when time was due, I told my doctor. In fact, we already had telephones. I called him. And he said, "Well, I tell you, I'm pretty busy right now, tied up." He says, "Why don't you call your mother?" I says, "I already have. Is she on the way?" He said, "Yep." "Well, that's all you need. She's as good as any doctor. She's delivered as many babies as most doctors around here." So I'll be out later on.
Right.
But it's not necessary, he says. What she can't do, most of them can't do either.
That's something. How long did you grow up down in Quihi in that area? Or?
Yeah, I wasn't out of Medina County, but very few times in my life, up to about 20 years old. And then I never got out of the state of Texas until after I was married.
Is that right?
And the only time I got homesick at college, that was Southwestern at St. Marcus, where I started. I finished up at Southwest Methodist University at Georgetown, Texas.
Southwest Methodist?
Mm-hmm. Georgetown, Texas. The only time I got homesick, the first year I was away from home, I had never been away from home over a couple of days. That was usually when we were in work camp for my daddy somewhere on a ranch or farm. It's one cold, clear, moonlight December night. I stepped out. We stayed on the north side of the College Hill in San Marcos. And there's a ridge, a backbone, to the north. And somebody's old hound got loose. And he struck a trail. And he just followed that ridge. And, you know.
Right.
That made me so homesick. I just wanted to pack up and go home, go coon hunting, see.
I bet that was bad. So you were down in Quihi until you were about 20 and went away to college? Is that it?
I was 19 years old when I went to college, yeah.
What was the name of the first school that you went to?
The Southwest Texas State Teachers College.
Was that the same one that Johnson went to?
Yeah, I guess it was. That's where he started. He finished it at the University of Texas.
Oh, did he?
I think, yeah.
I see.
But then I was there 1 year, and that was more or less sub-college work I did, because I never had a chance to go to high school.
Oh, really?
So I did my sub-college work there.
Hmm.
And